This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. We have, of course, the climax of the parsha is the Akedah. The Akedah Sitzchak is, of course, the event that Klal Yisrael lives in its chus. From the time that it happened until today, we are constantly being nourished and being sustained by the chus of the Akedah Sitzchak. And I want to share with you this morning a beautiful medrash that speaks about the Akedah. It appears in a few different places. I'm reading now from Medrash Rabbah of Kaheles in Parsha Tes, Medrash Beis. Rabbi Azariah b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon Pasar Kroye b'Avram Avinu. Kisha Amar la'Kadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Kachna es binchas yechidcha, take your son, your ben Yachid, they walked together, Avram and Yitzchak and Eliezer and Yishmael, and they walked together one day and they didn't see anything. They walked together a second day and again they didn't see anything. What does it say on the third day? They saw the place, meaning they saw the Har Moriah Meirachik from a distance. Ma ra'a, the Medrash asks, what exactly did they see? And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, ra'a anan kashra lahar. They were able, from a distance, to see a cloud that was attached to the mountain. So picture the scene, Avram and Yitzchak walking together, Eliezer and Yishmael, and all of a sudden on the third day they saw in the distance the Har Moriah, and they saw a very holy looking cloud hovering above the mountain. Amar Daima Shazah Har Sha'amar LiHaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHales Yitzchak Bnei Alav. So Avraham Avinu says, I think that this is the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to bring Yitzchak, my son, on. Amar Lai Yitzchak Bini. So Avram turns to Yitzchak, his son, and says, he asks him, Raya Atam Mashani Raya, do you see what I see? Are you able to see this scene, what I'm able to see? Amar Lai Hain, yes. Amrlai Ma'ataraya, so what do you see? What are you looking at exactly when you say you see what I see? Amrlai Anan Kashar Alahar. I see a mountain and I see that there's a cloud, a holy cloud that's attached to it. Then Avram Avinu turns to Eliezer and Yishmael, Na'arav, the two lads that accompanied them. And he asks them, Raya Matem Klum, do you see anything? Amro, Lav, we don't see anything. Amar, Hail, Vein, Atem, Rayim, Klum, Vachamar, Eina, Raya, Klum. Since you don't see anything, and the Chamar that I saddled, that I brought with me, he also doesn't see anything. He's not able to see the cloud. So, Shvula, Chempayim, Achamar. So that's when Avram Avinu says, stay here with the Chamar. And the Gemara darshins in several places, Am Hadaim al-Chamar. These are nations that are similar to a Chamar. This is a very, very fascinating medrash, and there's a few reasons why it's fascinating. The first reason why it's fascinating, I saw in a very famous sefer called Aznayim LaTaira. Aznayim LaTaira was written by Rav Sirotskin, Rav Zalman Sirotskin, the Rav, a very famous Rav, who was a very big askin for Klal Yisrael and a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was like a spokesperson for Klal Yisrael. And Rav Zalman Sirotskin says that when a person, when you hear like the Arabs, and the Arabs claim that, you know, the Makam HaMikdash is holy to them, And we know that it's all Bava Maisa. It's not true. I don't think it's mentioned in the Quran once. The whole Yerushalayim, it was nothing to them. Now they claim it because they want to, you know, be a thorn in our side, and they have, you know, they want to have claims to the Arabayas and other Mekaymes HaKadoshim. But really, you know, they have their own places of Kedusha Lahavdil, and Yerushalayim wasn't one of them. And so Reb Zalman Sirotzkin says that this is a medrash that really proves the point. This is a medrash that when Avram asks Yishmael specifically, do you see anything on this mountain? He said, no, we don't, it's nothing. I don't even see a mountain. It's like, not, forget about it, not on Kashalahar. So this is something, says Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, that we should learn from, that there is a, that there is an importance, that there was no importance, that Yishmael attaches to the Har Maria. Har Maria is something that was always chashuv to Avram and to Klal Yisrael, but in terms of it extending to Yishmael, Yishmael never saw an Anan Kashal Har. Never saw the Kedusha of Har Maria. It's nothing to them. It never meant anything. It's just a pawn that they could use in order to give us more and more tzaras. That's one very important takeaway from this medrash. There's another fascinating takeaway, and that is that this limud of Am Hadayim Lachamar, that these nations, Yishmael, Eliezer, they are nations that are Daim Lachamar. In what way? So Chazal learn, there's actually a Gemara in Yevamos that speaks about that if a child of an Eved is not legally associated with the Eved, so if the Eved has a child, so it's an Am HaDayim L'Chamar, just like a Chamar has no Yichus, the slave's, a donkey's child, there's no Yichus to the parent, so too the child of an Eved, Knani, also has no Shaychus to it. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph. The Gemara in Kedushin darshins that a child that comes from a Shifcha Knanis is not deemed to be meaning if a Jew has a child together with a Shifcha Knanis, so that child is not his. Why? Because it's Am HaDayim L'Chamar. The child itself is like a Chamar. It's no Shaychus to the parent. So these are halachas that are learned from this pasuk. Now, why was it important at this moment in history for Avram Avinu to state emphatically that you don't see the Anan Kasher Lahar, and the donkey doesn't see the Anan Kasher Lahar, so you and the donkey have basically the same halachic status, you're an Am Hadayim L'Chamar. Why does Avram Avinu Dafka have to learn this, teach this limud right now, that the status of Yishmael is the same exact status as that of a chamar? So there's a Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi here says the following, that Hashem already told Avram Avinu that ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, that all of your legacy will run through Yitzchak, period. And it's ki b'Yitzchak v'le b'chol Yitzchak. It's Esav is not going to have a shaychus, and neither will anyone other than Yitzchak. The entire legacy will come through Yitzchak. But now that Avram Avinu was preparing to bring Yitzchak on the Akedah, so now in theory Avram might be thinking, okay, now it's time for Plan B. Plan B would be that Yishmael will be my heir. Yishmael will be the future destiny of the Avram Messiah. And that's the way it is. I'm bringing Yitzchak on the Akedah. I only have two sons, so it's either either Yitzchak or Yishmael. So maybe it might have come into Avram's mind that, okay, the Haftacha and the Tzivoy of Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, maybe that was only Kolzman that Yitzchak is alive. But now that Yitzchak is soon not to be alive any longer, so maybe Yishmael would move into place once again as his progeny, and that would be bad for two reasons. First of all, because it would minimize the test of the Akedah. The Akedah is supposed to be the Nisayin of the Akedah, as we spoke about, was that Avraham Avinu, even though he was promised Yitzchak as the future, but now Hashem seems to be Saiser himself, but I'm still going to do it. If Hashem says to Shecht Yitzchak, I'm going to Shecht Yitzchak. And also, Avram would then be in violation of the earlier tzivah of Hashem, the Yishmael, was not to be considered his progeny, his offspring. So therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, that precisely at this moment in history, at this very pivotal time when he was about to bring Yitzchak, and his mind might, you know, veer off and think, well, maybe I should now coronate Yishmael as my Mamalei Makim. Maybe now Yishmael should be the one to take over for me. So Dafka then, Avraham Avinu draws a line in the sand, and he says, here and now, Shvulachem Pai Imachama, you're an Am Hadayim L'chamar, meaning there's no Shaychas, we don't have, you're not going to be my Yerish. You're like a Chamar to me, and you're not going to be my Yerish. And with that, Avraham Avinu was declaring emphatically that you are not regarded as my son, and because he's not regarded as a son, now he could go to the Akedah, and now the Akedah will be with all of the chashivas that it had originally, meaning that there, it's not in any way minimizing the Akedah, but there is no plan B. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that Kivitzel Yikar Lecha Zara, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me to Shecht Yitzchak, that still doesn't have my mind at all even contemplating Yishmael as my heir apparent, because that's not the way it is. Am Hadayim L'chamar, I'm stating right now for the record that that Yishmael has no connection to me vis-a-vis the Yerusha, vis-a-vis the Messiah, and at this point in time, this is when Yishmael was declared to be a Chamar, meaning that Avraham Avinu stated emphatically that it's only going to be Yitzchak. Ah, Yitzchak is going to be on the Akedah? It's not my problem. But that doesn't mean that automatically I should assume, and I'm not assuming, that Yishmael is going to take over instead. Just as an interesting footnote to this Beis HaLevi, if you look in Yeshurun, there's a very chashuva Yarchan. It comes out like maybe twice a year. It's called Yeshurun. We have a number of volumes in the Beis Medrash of it. It's amazing how much Torah is being produced in this volume. Like these are very fat volumes of, you know, maybe over 1,000 pages each. And it's somebody in Manhattan, Chashuva Talmud Chacham, named Rav Shlomo Gottesman. He's the one that he's the editor, the publisher. And anyway, so if you look in there's many volumes. I don't know how many there are. Maybe 25 volumes of it already. Maybe probably more, but if you look in the ninth volume of the of Yeshurun, on page Tuf Kuf Lamed Hey, so that's 535, page 535, he brings a very, very fascinating, firstly he brings a picture of somebody's copy of the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi gave this copy personally to the owner. The owner, his name was Yisrael Tabachnik. So he gave this copy, and we have a Messira that he told him, he writes in the front of the Sefer that when the Mechaber gave it to him, he said to him that he describes his Hispilus, his own Hispilus at this Vart. The Beis HaLevi was enamored by this own Vart that he said about Shvulachem Payim Achamar. And he said that he was Zacha L'chavein Ba L'amita Shel Taira. The Beis HaLevi was made about himself, that he was Zacha to Mechavein L'amita Shel Taira. So you might have thought that this is a nice Vart, but you know, but now that you know that the Beis HaLevi himself held of all the Vertloch that he said, all the Chidushim in the Beis HaLevi, and there is many, and they're all classics, but of all of them, he felt that this one in particular, he was Mechavin L'Amita Shel Taira, so that gives it a special significance in the Sefer. So that's again, what's this var? That's mechavel amita shel taira. That's shvulachem payim achamar. This drasha of amadim lachamar, that you're like a donkey, had to be said right now. It wasn't just coincidental that Avraham Avinu stated this and so many halachas come from it. But it's specifically now, at this moment, right before the Akedah, that Avraham Avinu stated with great emphasis and with great conviction that you are not my progeny. Who is? It's not my problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave me that Yitzchak is going to be my legacy. It's true that he's also telling me now to bring Yitzchak on the Akedah, and it seems to be a stira. I'm not asking any kashrus on that. But in terms of a plan B, I'm not preparing you. I'm not grooming you as a plan B, but adrabba, that it's you have a din of a chamar, and I have no kesher with you in terms of lineage. That's a second yisayid that we take from this medrash. And I want to just add one final thought on this medrash, and why it is, what's the significance of Yitzchak, of Avram rather, telling Yishmael that since the donkey sees nothing and you see nothing, so you are like a donkey. What does that mean? So that doesn't seem so nice. So I want to read to you from the Hakdama, from the Psicha of the Meiri to Maseches Brachos. If you pull off the first volume of Meiri on the shelf, there's a whole volume on Brachos. And there's a long psicha that he writes. In the psicha, it's in the copy that we have in the Beis Medrash, it's on page Yud Zayin of the psicha. It's very, very kedai to read this part of the whole psicha, but this particular part. I don't mean to imply that I've read the whole psicha, but I'm sure that the psicha is very chashuv, but this part in particular I found once, and I shared it with a lot of people, and I think it's, I don't know if it's well known, but it should be. So it says like this. He says, I'm going to cut to the chase. He says that when a person does a mitzvah, a person has to be aware of what he's doing. He has to be aware of the time that he's doing it. So for example, he starts off and he speaks about like tshuva. He says like, during the time of tshuva, you're supposed to be into the days of tshuva. So if let's say it's Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or it's Rosh Hashanah, or it's Yom Kippur, or it's Elul, and you're just like oblivious to the fact that it's a time to do tshuva, then you've blown it. You have to know when the time is to do certain things. And you have to understand the time in which you're living. If a tainus is the same as any other day, it's just that today you're not eating, that's a waste of a day. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that everything that we do is with full knowledge and cognizance and attachment to the day that we are in. To the day that we're in. And then he goes and he says that v'im lo yisayir al zeh avol sheyaseh zeh mitzad ahergel. If you don't really pay attention to what you're doing, you're just doing it mitzad ahergel. Friday is the same as Shabbos. Shabbos is the same as Tuesday. This event is the same as that event, and we're just like going through the calendar, but we have no shaykhas to the zman. So he says, "Me'ein hergish asiyas hadavar l'chveid bayri," and we don't have kavana that we're doing this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, that every single moment is different and is special and is unique and needs to be fully savored as for what it's supposed to do for us. "U'me'ayin kavanas kiyum hamitzvah." We eat matzah on Pesach. Do we have any? Are we stopping for a minute and thinking why we're eating matzah on Pesach? It's a mitzvah. Okay, you got your matzah. We're so busy. I got my matzahs. I got my myrrh. But then when it comes to actually eating it, you don't even think. You're just like doing it. You're swallowing it, but you're not understanding and appreciating what you're doing. V'yeshe basuka b'chag. And on Sukkot, we go around the year. Sukkot, I'm sitting in my Sukkot, I check the box, but I don't have a kesher to the mitzvah of Sukkot. I don't chop like what I'm supposed to be. There are yidden that like they live Sukkot. Like when it's Sukkot, you could see on their faces that it's Sukkot. You see, they're sneezing, they have a cold, they have they're living Sukkot. On Pesach, they have a different panim. They have a different appreciation. There's a chayris in their eyes. And there is something about the mitzvahs hayayim that's special, and it's unique to Pesach. And if you chop that, great. If Shavuos is really Shavuos and not just the day that we're eating cheesecake, then great. But if you're not doing that, listen to what he writes, the Meiri. Hu kedimyon hachamar noisei al ha'maisav. He is like a donkey who is schlepping his burden. You have a donkey. What is a donkey? A donkey is like an animal that's a schlepper. Not to put down donkeys, but they're animals that are used for moving cargo around from place to place. Beis hakotzir, umasa novim beis habotzir. During some time of year, the donkey is schlepping the hay on his back, straw on his back. And then in a certain time of year, he has to go and schlep anavim, grapes on his back. By the time that it's time to pluck the grapes, we put grapes on this chamar's back. Umasa achitim, and then there's barley. Beis hatchina, during a certain time of year of grinding. But he has no idea what he's schlepping, nor does he care what he's schlepping. People are piling stuff on his back. He has no interest in what he's carrying, what time of year it is. It doesn't matter to him. He's just schlepping. Lo yagienu mishinoi ha'itim. He's not appreciating the change of times, of seasons. Shumis b'inus. Rakshina ha'maisa derech mikra. V'tochein aleihem gamkein bira pasuk. And he brings down another raya from a pasuk. But basically, he says that this is what a donkey does. A donkey is somebody that goes throughout the year and he has no clue, nor does he have a concern or a care for what he's supposed to be doing right now. You put something on my back and I schlep. And that's how it is with a lot of us, with our mitzvahs. What do? It's a masa for us. We have to keep Shabbos Nebuch, so we're going to keep Shabbos and we check the box. And then we're going to keep, Chanukah is going to come out, we're going to go to the store, buy our neiris, and we're going to light them, sing Maisur, and go weiter and do our own thing. A yid is not supposed to be that way, says the Meiri. A yid is not supposed to be like a chamar naisei al ha'maisav. A yid is supposed to live with the times. La kol zman ve'es, he says, that's how he comes into this, that there's always a time and a place for everything, and you have to appreciate the time that you're living in. You have to understand that every single day on the calendar, in the Jewish calendar, is a different day, and it has a different feeling. Rav Aaron Schechter was like a semel for this. Like, Rav Aaron Schechter, when he was on every Shabbos, you saw on his face Kedusha Shabbos. You saw on his face Kedusha Shabbos. And not just that, every parsha, you saw a different surah of Shabbos on his face, depending on what the parsha was. And when he was sitting in his sukkah, and he was busy with the Yushpizen, he was busy with the Hilchas HaChag. Pesach was Pesach, Shavuos was Shavuos. He was savoring what the Yom was all about. What is today? What is it? Is it just the same as yesterday? Just I wear a different suit or I have a different machzer? Like what's the importance of today? That's what the Meiri is telling us, that you don't want to go through life like a chamar naisei al ha'maisav, like a chamar that's schlepping your burdens. You have to go through life like a human being, like a yid that's fully aware at any given time that this is something that I need to do. This is something that I feel, and this is something that is special at this time. And I think that's maybe the aside that the Medrash is telling us. Avraham Avinu wasn't looking to put down Yishmael and Eliezer and say that you're like a donkey. That's not nice. Avraham Avinu wouldn't do that. What Avraham Avinu was saying is that if you're seeing a har with an anan kosher on it, we're at the moment, possibly the most seminal moment in Jewish history, the moment that I'm taking Yitzchak and I'm willing to shechtem on the Akedah, the final and the ultimate and the most consequential of the Yasar Nisyanes, not the final Nisyan according to every Rishon, but according to some Rishonim, it's the final of the Eser Nisyanes, and you don't see anything, you're just schlepping along with me, like a nar, and you're just like, you know, with the donkey is going, you're going, then shvu lachem payim achamar, don't come with me to the Akedah. if you don't understand that the Akedah is a special moment, you don't understand there's Kedusha going on, you don't understand, you see the Har Meriah with the Shekhinah over and you're just like, no, it's another mountain, big deal, then Shvula Champayim HaChamar, you're like a Chamar Naisei El Maisav, you're just an animal of burden. You're just carrying things, you're doing things as a masa to you. Nebuch, today we have to go here, tomorrow we're going there, but you don't see anything special. You don't feel anything special in the air, you don't see an Anankash LR. If that's so, then I feel bad for you because you're a Chamar Naisei El Maisav. Not that you're a Chamar, but your perception of things is like a chamar. A chamar has no clue or concern for what's going on around him. He schleps hay, he schleps, you know, you put whatever you want on his back and he'll schlep it and he's fine with it. He doesn't care. You know, if you tell him, by the way, you know what's on his back? I don't care what's on my back. Just let me just move. Like, I got to get this work done. That's what a chamar does. And it's very important. I think this might be a yisayid that we could, another yisayid that we could take from the Medrash, that in life, we have to be very aware of what we're doing at all times. The mitzvahs should never be on us. Mitzvahs anashim alumada. You know, when you get to be an old man and you've been doing it for 70, 80 years, you've been putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos and whatever, so then I sort of understand how at that point it might become rote. But when a person is a young yeshiva bacher, you should still have the energy, should still have the geschmack in doing a mitzvah. Tefillin should still be fresh. It's not so long from your bar mitzvah. You should put on tefillin with an absolute geschmack. You should wear tzitzit with a geschmack. You should keep Shabbos, look forward to Shabbos, and just exhilarate in Shabbos and in Yantiv and learning Torah every single day. Every day is a different day. Every day is another sugya, another daf, another limud. We're human beings, we're yidden, we're b'nei Torah, we're not animals. Animals just go through, and many people are, we're like that sometimes. I don't care, just let me do it. Okay, fine, here comes another Yantiv. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Chanukah. It's just, we're going down the calendar, and we're checking off the boxes, and we're buying the menorah at the right time, we're buying the arabis at the right time, we're buying the, you know, But I'm just doing it because I have to do it, but I don't want to do it. I don't feel anything from it. That's an Am Hadayim L'Chamar. A Yid has to be a feeling person that you see in Anan Kasher Alahar. You always perceive that there's Kedusha going on here. You walk into a Beis Medrash, you feel the Kedusha. Sometimes I walk into the Beis Medrash, and it's like a powerful burst of noise. Of beautiful noise, the most beautiful noise in the world, but a cult tyrant. And it like, sometimes we just like walk in, okay, of course, the Beis Medrash. Sometimes like you you step back for a second, you say, wow, like we have a real roaring, beautiful Beis Medrash. I see the Anan Kasha Lahar. And sometimes strangers could see it before we could see it. There's been, we used to have years ago, like a, one of the custodians, you know, he was, you know, he was an interesting guy. I think he was nifter shortly thereafter. But I was taking an elevator downstairs with him, and, you know, he was clearly, you know, he was a Christian. He had, like, a certain necklace on his neck. And he said to me, you know, I'm very lucky. He's speaking about himself. He's very lucky. I said, why are you lucky? He says, because he was assigned to clean the holy room in the building, meaning the Beis Medrash. I said, what do you mean? He says, I don't know. He says, I go into that room, whether it's by day or by night, even when no one's there. He says, and I feel God's presence in the room. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. I'm the mashgiach of this yeshiva. I've been here for quite a number of years, and I don't know if I could say that. I don't know if I feel God's presence when I walk into it. I'd like to say it. I could say it if I want to, but like I don't know if I mean it. And here you have like a guy that's mamish, a guy lemahadrin, and he feels that he's, you know, he feels kedusha in the Beis Medrash. It's an amazing thing. We should feel kedusha in the Beis Medrash. If we're going to be not the Am Hadayim L'Chamar, We should be feeling Kiddush when we walk into a Beis Medrash. We should be nispal over not just our Beis Medrash. You walk into any Beis Medrash in the world and you see a Talmid Chacham and Bnei Torah that are harving in a sugya and learning Geshmak. We should be impressed by that. That should make a roshim on us. That should be like, wow, I'm lucky. This is, you have to be alive. If you're a Yid, you have to be basically alive. You have to be able to see with your eyes the Anan Kosher Alahar. You have to see the Har Maria with the Anan on it. The Beis Medrash is our Har Maria. The Jewish home is our Har Maria. When we go into the street, our office is a Har Maria. And you always have to see the Anan Kosher on it. You have to see that there is, God is with us. God is attached to us. And what we do, we have to understand every single day of the year, I have a new Avodah. When a person is bored and he's like, he doesn't have a geschmack in Yiddishkeit, it means he doesn't see anything special. He doesn't see a uniqueness to it. He's just like so jaded and his brain is so fried and he's so like apathetic that he's, every day is the same, every holiday is the same, every Shabbat is the same. And so we're just going on a treadmill around the year and it doesn't really do anything for me and I don't see the Birchas Me'adecha. I just, you know, I'm just doing it. I have to do it. I'm eating the food. I'm going to doing the mitzvah Hayayim, but I'm not feeling it. Avraham Avinu at this moment in time explains not to Yishmael and Elazar and Eliezer, he's explaining to us that you always have to see the Anan Kasher Alahar. If you don't see the Anan Kasher Alahar, so just stay here. You don't see it. The Chamar doesn't see it. We have to be in life, like the Miri says, people that understand every single day its significance, its beauty. Shabbos Parshas Vayera is not the same as Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha, not the same as Parshas Nayach. It's different. Every Shabbos is different. Your Maver Sedra, you take the lessons of the Parsha into your life, into your Shabbos, into your heart. You experience it different. You listen to Kriyas HaTorah different. You learn Yechazer on Shabbos different. Everything is special, is unique. When you're married, things are different than when you're a bachur. When you have children, things are different than when you're just married. When you have grandchildren, every experience in life is a panim chadashis. It's a new face. And it's so pivotal for a Yid to appreciate things that they're going through, to see Kedusha, to feel Kedusha, to talk about Kedusha, and not get apathetic, not be the chamar that's just nice elamaisav, just let's just keep moving, keep the line going, stop in your tracks. Grab yourself by the lapel and say, today is a special day. Used to be, there's a Talmud in yeshiva, he's not here today, so I'm not going to call him out by name, but like when I used to give a Daf Yomi Shir here, we gave a Daf Yomi Shir for about 17 years, and we took a little hiatus, now hopefully we'll come back to it, but for about a year or so we haven't given it for whatever cheshbon, but mostly because no one wanted to come, but that's one reason. There's other reasons, but this bacher is a very excited bacher, and he used to say, like, he'd come into the shir and he'd say, today is the best daf in shas. Today's daf, you know, for daf yomi, the best daf in shas. I said, wow, you know, the first time he says, oh, do you know this daf? It's like in the middle of, I don't know, Baba Basra. He says, no, but if it's today's daf, it's the best daf in Shas. And he's right. If it's today's daf is different than yesterday's, it's the best daf in Shas. But it's with everything. Today's shmuz is the best shmuz ever. This Shabbos is the best Shabbos ever. Because you have to see things with a freshness, with a newness, with a geschmack, with eyes that are able to perceive that it's not just a mountain, another mountain. This is the special mountain. This is the Har Maria mountain. This is the mountain that's an kosher al har. And that's what a Yid is. A Yid should always be excited and pumped and on fire for doing mitzvahs, passionate, with zeal, with desirous, with eslavos. Never, ever, ever succumb to the matzah of being an am hadayma.